Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Laurie Klein, alongside you this week with our third poem linked to the theme, Becoming Sound. About that word becoming, French philosopher Henri Bergson suggested a truly sound life of integrity must embrace multiple becomings. How do we stay open? Perhaps a rainy day stranger introduces us to a good book, as in my poem, Bookseller. Friend, maybe sadness makes you shy, needing something. Then a storied face greets you, rinsed in rainlight, her skin marbled with ink. She is end paper elegant, arms and legs. She is waiting. Go on, request an old title. Perhaps it is not to be had. Try this, she'll say, clasping a book. She could be a teen with her first clutch bag beaded with pearls. Once upon a prom, maybe your mother bought one for you. For this alone, you would cradle the paperback. You could rifle your purse for cash. Watch the bookseller unfurl the speckled, handmade paper, thin as your mother's cheek at the end, roughened, semi-transparent. Between you, on the glossy counter, perhaps string encircles a tall spool. Time to tie up the exchange. The bookseller says, try it out loud. You'll hear. Perhaps someone once read to you. You think, I remember. You think, in the moment of voicing the words aloud, that person might live again. Maybe you smile. Maybe you buy it. Might it be time to reread a poem that influenced your becoming, or search out the next one that will? You've just heard Bookseller by yours truly, published by Everyday Poems. I'm Laurie Klein. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.